Well, good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, dream sculptor, published author, and my books are available at howdiditeachmyselffear.com and amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. Tonight, I want to talk to you about I refuse to go into despair of my memorized stuff. And what that means is, when you say that, I refuse to go into the despair, open my eyes and my eyes to being aware of the situation. And that really opens up a new wave of wisdom for people. For me to see, it stops me, it disallows me from going into the despair of life. And that is what life opens up for me. But it really stops me from going down into the rat-a-tat stuff of life. It clears the way for me to feel the energy to expand through the new of life, because all the challenge is new. It's nothing old, it's nothing more than new. So as we open up to the seeing the new, we forget about yesterday. Because despair is yesterday controlling our lives, and it's our thinking mind that's controlling us. And we're letting everything we think that went wrong in our life control us. And this opens us up to a better way of life. So as I free myself to understand that life will expand as I stop going into the same patterns that I've lived with a new passion of percipience, appreciating special, superstar savvy, allowing me to move forward and open up my eyes to my own life. So as I open up to this and I refuse to go into the despair of life, I open up to the aware, that's my awesome wisdom, aggrandizing revolutionary energies now and forevermore. But we get so caught up in thinking a challenge is negative rather than a challenge is new. And everything in life is new, but it's just unknown. A challenge is just unknown, is the unknown showing you a new wave of wisdom for you to expand through life. So as I open up to the life I always desired to experience, I stop going into the despair of life's unfair, because life has got different experiences for everybody to experience. But we're so stuck in thinking we have to know life rather than understand life is a participation and a facilitation of our own innovation. So as I stopped going into yesterday, I opened up the yazza jazza today to feel the pizzazz of my enterprising wisdom. And we really want to enterprise the wise of ourselves and quit compromising and going back and accepting whatever's happened in our life as status quo woe. The status quo is woe. And traditions and everything else are whatever we can do. But so where do we become stuck in the muck of our own malice and our own memorized thinking? Because thinking is what gets us into trouble. We don't trust our instincts, and we don't trust that intuitive voice we have on the inside. We have to think we trust what we know, and that really opens up, that really closes down everything in our life, because life is never going to be what we want it to be. It's going to be what the experiences expand us into. and we stop thinking about what happened in our life to thinking about where we're going in life. So as I free me to understand this, I open my eyes to a new wisdom and enterprising stuff within myself, because life will forever expand me when I quit playing into the frailties of my insecurities. And that is something that had just come to me. Frailties of insecurity. Isn't insecurity frailty? And we're afraid to move forward in life, because life is going to teach us. Not what we want to know, what we're required to expand through all the dynamics of ourselves. So as I allow myself to move forward, I stop the flip-flopping around in my own rat-a-tat trap. Stops me from moving forward. So as I move forward in life, I let go of what I thought it could be to open up to what I desire it to be. Desire is a fire. It's a passion of power within us. And we do all have the power of life. We're just afraid of life, and that's where it really, because we've been taught that if a challenge happens, like in school, we were taught, you're bad, you got in trouble. Well, sometimes trouble is what is required to move forward. So as I move my life forward, feeling the omnipotence of myself, I realize wisdom opens a way as knowing closes the way. And that is something that I understand. And we've been taught to live in the frailties of life rather than in the deals. And that is where our insecurities, and you know, knowing closes, wisdom opens. So as we open up to the wisdom, it opens a better way to sashay through life. Letting go of thinking something bad has happened in life to realizing something dynamic has happened, because a challenge makes you have to communicate with yourself. Challenges make me communicate with myself. And that is what it does. So as I communicate with myself, I open up the innate of my inner natural Newman audacity. But it also makes me communicate with other people, because it always takes some form of communication to expand through life and let go of everything. So now as I walk through life, I feel the energy of myself. So now, where is life going to take me as I mature my energies of expansionism, of instant spiritual moxie? So I now realize life is fun when I feel the unlimited new in myself. That allows me to really expand of new energies. But I instantly diffuse my ruses by refusing to pursue my rinky-dink thinking that stinks of thinking out in doubt. That all crossed the river to oblivion today as I now respect, realize my newfound wisdom I express. I refuse to go into that rat-a-tat despair, unleash my debonair flares. Dares me to feel liberated audacity, invigorating rebellious, valorous spunk to unfunk my life. How does that... That opens you up, and that gives you a feeling. You want to write to the feeling of life rather than the knowing of life. Feelings of life rather than the knowing of life. So, as I open up to this, how does that knowing really stop us from doing anything but staying the same? And that is where I'm at in life right now. I'm really opening up to this to really expand of the grandeur of my own wisdom, but trusting that inner voice of visionary innocence, opening celebrations, enjoying life. And that is what we really open up to today. It's the voice of visions, opening incredible candor today to experience the love of life I encompass. As I now feel my wisdom, my emotions energize the wise of me. I feel everything for me in a bright, bold way. So as I see the world, I feel the world. Let me repeat that. I feel the world to see the world and hear the world through my dreams. And how does that make you feel? And that opens me up to a new wave of wisdom. It's a rave, revolutionary audacity that I feel. That clears the way for me to understand that life will forevermore expand me of the grandeur that I choose to experience. It's about letting go. I now feel the world to see, hear, and experience the world. La Vista through my dreams. There's me to realize every day amazing magnificence stimulates my life. But how am I afraid to do this when I can't do anything more than this because I become afraid of life and I really stop what I'm doing? But when we feel the security of self-enterprising candor unleashes rich, intuitive tenacity today, jazzes my life in a bright, bold way, allows me to free me to see the world in my visionary vitality, because I am a reality. Because reality can be anything, but we got to open up to who we are in our debonair flair. It's the flair of our heart and soul that does everything we desire. So as I walk forward, I feel life expand in me. But it's a feeling of freedom, enjoying every day, loving life. Allows me to move forward and understand that life will expand when I feel the grandeur of my gut revolutionary audacity naturally dancing everyday utopia, realizing my wisdom is my money. Anyway, I am Robert Allen Wilson, and I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author, dream sculptor, with a vision of expanding people's lives so they understand their dreams. Everything I do is in first person and unpunctuated, allowing people to see their way of their dreams. And anyway, I will see you on Wednesday night with Expanded Beyond Money, and good night.